today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What's in your bag? There's not a morning when you open your eyes that you will not be free of a battle. Each day you're battling something that desires to make you think, feel, or act contrary to who God says you are. You and I must have a made-up mind when we confront our enemy. We must have faith that overcomes doubt, negative words, people not having confidence in us, and faith that looks beyond what is standing in front of us. We must confront our enemy with the understanding that the battle is not ours, but God's. You and I must show up ready and prepared for the battle. I'm sure you're facing some giants in your life. Remember, everything that's coming against you is also coming against the God in you or the God you serve. Remember, everyone who is speaking negative about you is speaking negative about the God in you. God has put something in your bag for you to use to defeat your enemy. I say your enemy because what you're up against might be different than what I'm up against, but rest assured, we are all battling something. The thing that unites us is the God who fights our battles and gives us the victory. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 49 through 51, we see David as he puts his hand into his bag and takes out a stone. Earlier in the narrative, Saul had given David his armor to fight Goliath. David tried it on and determined he could not use Saul's armor because he had not tested it. This was not David's first battle. He had kept and protected his father's sheep from a lion and a bear using what was in his bag. You and I must confront our enemies with what's in our bag. David could not use Saul's armor to fight Goliath. David knew he could defeat this uncircumcised Philistine who had defiled the army of the living God, but he had to use what was in his bag. So when the Philistine arose and drew near to David, he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He put his hands in his bag, took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into the Goliath's forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. Notice that David ran towards Goliath. We must too run towards our Goliaths with the faith David had and sling the stone in your bag. What stone do you have? Use it to fight your Goliaths. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.